Jackson Supply and Rental. This is Trey.
Hey, Trey. Is Cactus in?
He is. He's on the other line right now. You want to hold just for a second? Oh.
I can hold.
All right. One.
This is Cactus. How can I help you?
Hey, Cactus. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, you?
Good, good. Hey, I was actually in contact with Todd last week trying to get a hold of you in regards to possibly getting some equipment financing in place for some of the commercial customers that don't typically get, qualified with their lenders. Todd uh-huh. said that you guys needed some help filling the gap for those customers who don't get qualified.
Yeah.
I was seeing if there's something we can do to possibly work work something out where we can get that type of financing in place for them so we can get some sales going. I think he was mentioning that it was for your Bobcats. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is this something you'd be interested in?
I would be. If you want to email me some stuff.
Okay.
Email.
Yeah. Why don't we do an email here?
Okay. My email is Cactus, CACTUS.
Mm-hmm.
131@msn.com.
So, Cactus, I got a couple quick questions here so I can get a better picture of like what we're working with. So you guys need help with Bobcat sales, correct?
Uh-huh.
What's the average ticket price for that? Like, are you guys selling new ones, used ones?
Both. Average ticket on used is in that probably $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
Average ticket on new is probably not 55,000.
Okay. And how many times, do you have a customer that comes in and is looking for financing and they don't get qualified?
Probably a couple times a month anyway.
Okay. So you guys have a few financing hands that you use yourself, right?
I don't have, yeah. We have Bobcat as our financing, and
mm-hmm.
then I do a local bank here that's pretty decent if, they're rancher types, but then just for hi-fi, I have nothing.
Right, okay, yeah, some of those not-so-great credit guys that come in, right?
Yeah, we'll say less than tier A.
yeah, I know, I could imagine Bobcat's probably wanting the best of the best, and that doesn't happen for everybody here, and that's sort of like where we step in, essentially. We're equipment financing is like our bread and butter. We've been doing it for the last 14 years, and being a private bank, we're able to work with the customers directly and see how we can help them out. So kind of want to give you, a typical scenario of how, we can streamline this type of process, see if there's something that can come of this. Let's say, for example, you have a customer that walks in, they fill out our credit application because they know that they can't get qualified with their typical local bank or even with Bobcat. Then they send it to me, they fax it over, you guys fax it over to me, I get feedback within 15 to 20 minutes about, the next steps that we can go to move forward, and our approvals, some we can file within hours, and then others might take maybe up to 24 hours because we would require some additional documents, but like I said, we do work with A through D credit tiers, and if you guys, consistently run into people who are looking to buy these Bobcats but aren't getting qualified, I'd love to at least help grow your guys' business, get those sales rolling, put more money in your guys' pocket, and get financing in place.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll shoot you over an email. I'll have all my contact information as well as like a way that we can streamline the process as well. Do you want me to deal directly with the customers? Do you want to deal with the customers? How should we go about this?
If you want to, I can give you numbers and you can deal direct with them if you'd like. That works better for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that will probably be the better way. So that we
getting that third person in there just,
Exactly. I can deal with them directly and then we'll get the money to you guys and go through the process with us. And of course, we pay you guys directly. We don't pay the customer. So we put the money in your account and the customer pays us back over, whatever term we get them on. And, do you currently have a few numbers that we could see or get working on today? Do you have a few people in mind that might fit this type of situation?
I don't right now. I kind of just usually don't keep those around because I never have an outlet for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, hopefully now we can, you know, set something up where we can help you out. So, yeah, like I said, I'll shoot that email over to you. And I think the best way in order to do that, like I said, somebody walks into your office and you show them around, they're looking for the Bobcat, and they immediately say, hey, I won't get qualified with my local vendor. My credit's not that good. My lending hands obviously won't get me qualified. Then you have them fill out the credit application and then fax it over. That's probably going to be the best way to do it.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, I will shoot that over to you, Cactus, and let's see what you know what comes of it and how we can help you out.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, Cactus, I'll keep in touch with you, okay?
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.